Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focused on Albany. I'm Cynthia Fuller, and my guest today is Randy Kineska. And Randy is a city council member in Cohoes, and he's here to talk about why he wants the IDA and the LDC to reform. So, is there problems going on in Cohoes with buildings right now?
Well, good morning, Cynthia. How are you? It's always good to be with you.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I think, Cynthia, the problem, and it's not exclusive to Cohoes when you talk about public authorities. I think we have issues all over the state, maybe all over the country. But I think the problem is we have agencies that are, they're hybrids. They're kind of public and they're kind of private. And that creates the issue. And what I see is you have agencies that utilize public funds for the purpose of economic development. However, the way they go about doing it, it really lacks transparency and it lacks public participation. I think that's where we need to reform the process.
So are you talking about specific buildings in Cohoes?
Well, there are specific projects right now that I think are problematic, and if you look at what's going on, one example is we have a project in our downtown that's being undertaken by an Albany County legislator by the name of Todd Drake, and I don't think I even met Mr. Drake. I have nothing personally against Mr. Drake. And he was granted a tax abatement by our industrial development agency. And as of this day today, we have city public works equipment down there doing site work for Mr. Drake. And, you know, I haven't been able to ascertain how that's even proper. So, you know, there's one specific example that, you know, look, the people need to know, the common council, and everybody needs to know what's going on. Why is there city crews down there? What was the agreement? You know, what was the deal that Mr. Drake received, and why did he receive it? You know, Cynthia, here's the thing. I'm not naive in the sense that, you know, when you talk about economic development, especially in places like Cohoes and Troy and some of the cities that have been neglected, I understand that sometimes you need to incentivize developers. And I think, you know, we've been doing that, you could say, for the last 25, 30 years when you talk about development and upstate development. But I think, Cynthia, the problem is that we've created a system where, you know, these tax abatements, these deals, they used to be the exception. You know, they used to be kind of reserved for projects that were very complicated, that were very transformative, in areas that haven't seen investment. And what's happening now is these abatements and all these deals have become not just the exception, they've become the rule, in that every project now, it seems, is getting a tax deal. And these tax deals, you know, 15, 20 years ago, if they were a 5-year deal, 10-year deal, I remember when a 20-year deal was really a long time. Now we're talking 35-year tax abatements on projects. And I think that it's just gotten out of control. We need to rein that in. We need to open it up. We need to allow for public participation. You know, they have these meetings at, you know, the crack of dawn. They have them 8 o'clock in the morning. Now, let me ask you, do you think that's a good time for the public to be able to participate in a meeting of a public authority at 8 o'clock? I don't think so.
Well, let me tell you, I'm retired, so 8 o'clock in the morning to me is like, it's still the middle of the night. I got up at 5:30 for years. So if I was working, 8 o'clock would be an inconvenient time because I'd be getting ready for work, getting
sure,
my family
getting,
together.
Yeah. Yeah, getting kids to school. No, but look, majority of people cannot go to a public meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I said, why not have it in the evening, like all other meetings we have, whether it's a common council, zoning board, planning board. Let's have the meetings in the evening to allow for folks to come out and hear and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question for you. The building with the tax abatement, does Todd Drake own that building?
Well, it's not a building yet. You have a piece of land. And Cynthia, that's a good question. I haven't been able to get an answer as to who owns that land. I don't know if Mr. Drake has closed on it. I don't know if the local development corporation still owns it. But no matter what, it's improper to have city resources being allocated, taxpayers' resources being allocated to assist in a private development. I just don't understand how we can justify this to the taxpayers when the roads of Cohoes are a terrible mess. We have the work orders are piled high because we don't have the manpower to complete all the work orders coming into our public works department. And here you have resources, you know, being allocated to help somebody build a building. And I just don't understand how you can justify that to taxpayers to say, you know, is that fair? Is that a proper use of taxpayer resources? I don't know. I haven't been able, nobody's been able to really give me any answers.
And that gentleman is a county legislator besides.
Well, and that's another issue too. And you have, you know, an elected official receiving, you know, tax abatements that, you know, the people of Albany County have to essentially pay for. So maybe, you know, the county legislature would need to look at, you know, the ethics of that. You know, I don't know. And like I said, I don't know Mr. Drake at all. I wouldn't know him if I fell over him. But I think, you know, this stuff has to be looked at, and it has to be examined, and it has to have some modicum of transparency, which, you know, right now we don't. When it comes to economic development, behind closed doors, you know, the common council in my city is totally in the dark. They have no idea what's going on. All we get are rumors, and then perhaps if we have to vote on something, we're given it 2 weeks prior to say, well, you got to vote on this right away or we're going to lose out. And that's the games they've been playing for the last 2 years when it comes to, you know, my common council. So that's why I asked for our IDA and our LDC to provide monthly reports to the common council. You know, we're elected. We report to the people. You know, these people that sit on these boards, you know, very fine people, some of them, but they haven't been elected to anything. They're not responsible to the people. We're responsible to the people. So they should be responsible to us. So I don't see what the problem is for monthly reports to be generated by the local development corporation, by the industrial development agency, to be given to the common council. You know, so thereby, when our constituents ask us what's going on, we have the answers.
So is the property or the land that is affiliated with Todd Drake, that's one particular issue. Is there any more, you know, that is?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are other projects. There are other projects going on that have received tax abatements. There's also been businesses that have received taxpayer handouts. You know, they brought in Pioneer Bank, and, you know, nothing personal against Pioneer Bank, but Pioneer Bank received $50,000 of taxpayer money to come to our city, a bank. I ask you to just ponder that for a moment. One of the largest banks in this area, who just built a multi-million dollar headquarters on Wolf Road, had to be subsidized by the taxpayers of the city of Cohoes to open a branch in Cohoes. And I just found that to be, Cynthia, I found that to be absolutely absurd that taxpayers in my city who struggle, who live a lot, live paycheck to paycheck, have to give money to a bank. And the bank's got all the money in the world, do they not?
Right, yes.
So that's just another example. And then you have, you know, examples of new businesses receiving, you know, loans and other grants and all of these things. So it's all this taxpayer money being handed out. But, you know, what's the process? You know, nobody knows, you know, what's going on. And like I said, I think there are some circumstances when you say, okay, maybe this business is going into this building, which requires, you know, some extraordinary, you know, remediation, maybe asbestos, maybe, you know, historical sensitivities. Okay, maybe we can talk about some public assistance. But like I said, Cynthia, this has now become the rule. It's like every business that comes in, oh, well, they need a loan or they need a grant and they need this or they need that. So you have taxpayers subsidizing private businesses. And I just don't know, you know, I don't know how that, you know, I think we're creating a system that's not fair, and that's my concern.
Now, what role does the county legislature have in what you have just outlined, or is it just the city that is responsible for everything you just said?
Well, when it comes to development, you know, in the city, the city government would be responsible. I mean, the county has their own IDA, which, you know, is involved and has been involved in tax abatements. And I think one comes to mind is the, you know, the Huckfins Playland. I think that's the that's a project that I think received county IDA tax breaks. So the county has its own IDA, but when it comes to city projects, I don't think the county legislature really has too much an involvement unless they are transferring us land, which that has happened in the past.
Okay. All righty. So besides that, what should the people know that they don't know right now?
The people should know, number one, what are these projects? Who is doing these projects? Why are they asking for public assistance? Should they get public assistance? You know, I think those are the things that I think the people have a right to know. They don't know. I think they want to know, and I think they want to participate in the process. You know, you're talking about the future of a community. Well, I think the people that live in the community should have a say as to the future of the community. You know, what type of businesses do we want to entice? What type of projects do we want to see built in our city? And I think right now, the people of the city, the residents of the city of Cohoes, are kept in the dark as to the future of their community, as to the projects that are being brought in. They're just not given the opportunity to have any sort of input as to these projects.
How many people are on the Common Council in Cohoes?
You have 6 members of the Common Council.
Okay. How many of them would be willing to step up and talk about these issues like you do?
Well, you'd have to ask them. Right now, I've been the only one, and I hope others will join me. And I can't speak for them, and every member of the council has to, you know, make their own decisions. But I would certainly encourage all of my colleagues to support this. And again, as I said, how can anybody be against public participation, legislative oversight? You know, these aren't really out-of-the-box concepts. But unfortunately, you have some on my Common Council who, over the last really 2 years, have said and done absolutely nothing. They have nothing. Mm-hmm. They have no record of saying anything except the word yes to the mayor. And that is not the role of the common council. The common council should be a co-equal independent branch of government, not just to march in to a meeting and shake your head yes like a bobblehead. But that is what I have to deal with some of my members. And I hope that we're getting to a point where some of them, or maybe all of them, will realize their role and their duty to the residents they serve. I hope that day will come. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't.
Now, the issues that you, or the questions that you posed, I think, let's do more research on this, Randy. And I'd like to have you back on Focus on Albany to possibly for you to answer some of the questions that you posed in this conversation.
I would love to come back anytime.
Thanks. So in the final moments, Randy, do you have anything to add?
Well, what I want to add is we need to open up this process when it comes to economic development. And again, not exclusive to my city, but I'm only responsible for my city. So I would like to see an open, transparent process. I would like to see more legislative oversight. I want to see more public participation. We got to stop with these closed door, crack of dawn meetings. We got to open everything up to the light of day and really create a fair system when it comes to economic development.
Great, Randy. I look forward to talking with you again. So you have been listening to Randy Kanifka, and he is a Common Council member in the City of Cohoes. Randy, if somebody wants to contact you, how could they do so?
I'm on, I think Facebook really is the easiest way. They can send me a message right on Facebook.
Okay, great. So you have been listening to Randy Kanifka, and this is Focus on Albany. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes, give a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Thanks, Randy. I look forward to talking with you again. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.